Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Dimitri there?
Maybe, man, who this is?
Of course, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household... Thank you. Does anyone in your household, Dimitri, work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Hello?
I said no. No.
The line broke up for a minute. Sorry. Thank you. Your opinion is important. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Definitely vote, right? Thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking with people of all ages, what is your age, please?
I'm 38 years old.
38 years old, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm white.
White. Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else, Dimitri?
I am traditionally Republican.
Okay, would you call yourself a not-so-strong Republican or a strong Republican?
I would say that I'm a strong Republican.
Strong Republican. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What's the second option?
Very satisfied or simply satisfied?
I am satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Sure.
Okay. Would you say you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I don't disapprove.
Oh, you don't disapprove. So you are strongly approve or do you somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I'm sorry, who? Oh, Marie
Glusenkamp Perez. Glusenkamp.
I agree. She is doing
okay.
A good job.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve of her job. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two choices. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Improving K-12 education. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or border security. You can select two.
I think that...
Mm-hmm.
Can you please repeat the list?
Yeah. The options you can select two choices are border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
So the environment,
okay,
is likely a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you may notice that I said that I'm a strong Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would like to protect the institutions, or the one that is protecting democracy or something to that effect.
Combating threats to our democracy, right?
Correct, yes.
Exactly. So you would say combating threats to our democracy and climate change and protecting the environment. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you, Dimitri. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Donald Trump.
Negative 10.
A negative 10. Okay, so I don't have that number on my scale, but can we use 0 in that case?
If you have to.
He
is the reason that I might leave the Republican Party, but I'm a strong Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is recorded. Fuck that guy.
Okay, it is being recorded, sir. And your opinion, again,
good,
is extremely important. Yeah, you can use the words that you prefer, exactly. So let's use a zero.
I am a Russian.
Oh, you're a Russian?
Who fled Putin. And so anybody that's not supporting Ukraine in the Russian-Ukrainian war, fuck that guy.
Right.
Okay.
So I understand. Let's go ahead and select 0 in that case.
Sorry.
It's the lowest
yep,
standard and the lowest, grade, we would say, right, in the scale.
Yeah.
Could you, or degree in this case, right, could you please give your degree or the number between 0 to 100 about Joe Kent? About Joe
Zero.
Kent. 0. How about Raul Garcia?
Don't know who he is.
50. Don't know. Okay, you haven't heard of him, or you have no opinion? No, you have not heard of him, right?
I have not heard of him.
How about Joe Biden?
I'll give him 70.
A 70, okay. And 65. How about...
65?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
How about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
70.
Okay. Maria Cantwell?
70.
MAGA Republicans?
0. They are not Republicans.
Okay. How about woke liberals in Congress?
55,
right. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and also continue. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
And I want to vomit when I say that.
Okay. Exactly. And this
I'm very
is,
upset that he is definitely. The Republican candidate. That's bullshit. That
okay.
is not the Republican. So, sorry.
No, sir. Nothing to apologize. That's what we're here for. We really are looking forward to hear your opinion, which is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much for your time as well. It's very valuable. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie, because Joe Kent supported Joe Biden. He also was part of the January 6th bullshit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Joe Kent removed my favorite Republican, Jamie Herrera Butler, and I will never vote for Joe Kent.
Okay.
Period.
And that's a very important topic as well that will probably pop up in the survey as well about January the 6th. Thank you for bringing that up. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance?
0%.
Okay, so you would
0.
Say no chance at all that you might support him?
None.
Okay.
No,
next,
he's
I'd like to
him.
Ask, okay, Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. These are just qualities and attributes. First one is a small business owner from 0 to 10. How important do you see it?
Okay, and 10 is important. 0 is not important.
0 is not important at all. 5 is somewhat important. 10 is extremely important. And you can use any number in between.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
5
is a 5?
Neutral, right?
It's neutral, somewhat important, correct. So... if you're neutral, would that be closer to not important at all, maybe a 4 or a 6, or you would just stay with a 5?
So it's nice because they understand how to run a small organization.
Mm-hmm.
A larger organization is different. Having some experience is better than no experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say a 5.
A 5.
It's not
perfect.
A bad thing, but it's not a preferred thing. If they weren't a small business owner but works in a corporate environment as a manager, I'd be cool with that too. So.
Okay. Okay, the next statement is, or attribute, would be considered a working mom who understands the needs of families.
Again, it's a 5.
Okay.
We need all sorts of experience. I don't care that much about it, but also
correct.
It's useful because she would be able to represent the demographic that I think is important.
That is understandable, sir, and that's also being taken up as your opinion in the survey. An independent who will oppose the extremist in both parties.
I don't think that would be a useful vote.
Okay, so let's just limit the options between 0 to 4. I believe then.
I would 2.
2. Okay.
Important.
Mm-hmm. In terms of not important at all, but to a certain 2%, right? Okay, got it.
It's not a 0 because I think you should have a third party, but I don't think in my area that would be useful.
Exactly. Totally understandable. And now a fighter for the middle class.
Sure, that's important. 7.
A 7, thank you. And someone who shares your values.
That's a 7.
The 7?
My values are defined in me. I don't believe democracy.
Correct.
But if you share the value of democracy, I'm a 10. But if you're a Christian and I'm a Christian, I don't actually care that much.
I see.
So I don't know how to answer that. It's a nuance. So 7?
7 is understandable. I see. I understand completely, sir. How about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
Again, what do you mean by that? Because people that did the Jan 6 thought that they were fighting to defend democracy, but I don't think they were. I think they were stupid.
Well, these topics are still approached from the ambiguity of your opinion. It would be basically on what would you think how important
7.
It is about someone with that quality. 7, right? Thank you. Okay, let's proceed. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Press. And please rate each statement on a scale, again, of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Press for Congress. A 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason. And a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Marie Gluzin-Camperez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training in high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find that to support her for Congress?
7.
7, okay. The next statement is Marie Gluzin-Camperez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, please.
7.
Okay. Now, the next statement says Marie Gluzin-Camperez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10.
7.
7 still. Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluzin-Camperez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. There are only 2 statements. First statement says, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10, please. Dimitri.
Sorry, what is 10?
10 is if it costs us... No, if it generates serious doubts about supporting him for Congress. And 0 is that it doesn't really... Mm-hmm. 8?
So... I agree with the statement because I've seen his speeches and I disagree with the sentiment. So this statement would, if I didn't have doubts, would definitely cause me to doubt. But again, I know my fellow Republicans. I don't know that it would work.
So you agree, if you agree with the statement, so it actually causes you serious doubts to support him. Correct. So,
but I already think that of him, right? So I don't know what the correct answer would be based on my opinion.
It would still be between 5 and 10 because it would be like...
7.
Would cause, exactly, 7, because it would cause you doubts for you not to support. You don't want him in the Congress pretty much if you select 7 to 10, right? Exactly, thank you. The next statement says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, as you previously mentioned. He even took part in the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10.
8.
8, okay.
Again, I don't understand why this guy is a...
Exactly. And luckily we are at 88% complete with the survey. We're almost done. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I was never going to support him for Congress, so if those
okay.
are the two options, less likely is the...
Is that, I would guess, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat. It's neutral. Like, my opinion of him hasn't changed.
Exactly.
I read up on him. He went to my mother's church and it pissed me off.
Oh, I see. And I think, and given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
I think that his denial of the election results, to me, because I come from a communist country and a dictatorial country. Part of the way that democracy works is if you vote, that vote is counted. Even if you lose, that's okay, right? And so election denial, when the election was held, denying the result of the election undermines democracy. And as a person who comes from a dictatorial communist country, election
Correct.
Integrity is important to me, but also conceding when you've lost, when the opposition wins, that's okay. Because you'll get another chance in 2 years and 4 years, depending on which thing. So his denial of the election was
mm-hmm.
bad. Also, his running against the person I voted for the entire time I lived in Vancouver, which was Jamie Herrera Butler, was also bad. As a Republican, we have had the last Republican on the West Coast removed by Joe Kent. The reason we have a Democrat is Joe Kent.
Okay.
And I blame him for that. And I won't vote for him because I don't think he's irrational. I think he's a crazy person. So.
Totally understandable, sir. Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade? High school graduate? Some college or vocational certificate? College graduate, bachelor's degree, right?
Sure.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried, living with partner? Single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widow? Married. Do you
married.
Have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't like these definitions. I am somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, right? Okay, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times
twice
a year?
Twice a week.
Twice a week or more, okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Hey, good work. I'm sorry I'm grumpy. I'm really frustrated with Joe Kent. I'm a deep Christian. I have voted Republican my entire life. And that guy... He's dumb, and it's frustrating.
I'm here to hear you, sir. No worries.
I know you're a survey, but, like, just incredible frustration. We had a good thing going with Jamie Herrera Butler, the previous person. If she ran again, I'd vote for her and not Marie.
Okay, 100%. Understood. Thank you very much for your time in that case.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great day.